Ever feel like life throws like one of those curveballs you just weren't ready for?
Totally.
Like you're facing some tough decision
Yeah.
and you just wish you had some ancient wisdom to help navigate it all. Well, today's deep dive might offer some guidance.
Okay.
We're diving into chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita,
Right.
often called the Yoga of Knowledge.
Okay.
And just so we're clear, yoga here, not talking about, downward dog or anything.
Right.
It's more about a path, a way of gaining deeper
A
understanding.
way of life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this chapter, we're essentially dropping into a conversation
Oh, cool.
between this warrior, Arjuna, who's facing a pretty intense moral dilemma right in the thick of a battlefield,
Wow.
and his charioteer, Krishna, who also happens to be, wait for it, a divine figure. It's like having your driving instructor also be a deity, right?
Talk about mentorship.
Right. So imagine the mentorship here. Krishna guiding Arjuna through this
I
crisis.
can't even imagine.
And one of the first things Krishna addresses is this idea of the soul's immortality.
Okay.
He's basically telling Arjuna, look, death, not the end, more like a transition, a change of clothes for the soul.
Right.
Now, for someone who's completely new to the Bhagavad Gita, how would you explain this whole concept?
Well, it's about recognizing that there's this essence within us that's timeless. It's unchanging. Even though our physical bodies, they have their
They
limits.
come and go.
Exactly. Yeah.
But this essence, this soul, that's the constant.
It's like picture a single drop of water. It falls back into the ocean.
Okay.
It merges back into this vastness, but it doesn't just stop existing, does it?
It becomes part of something bigger.
Exactly. And the Gita is saying our true self, our soul, it's like that drop infinite everlasting.
It's a beautiful image, right?
Right.
And because the soul is this timeless essence, our actions, they have these ripple
It's the last
effects. They
thought.
go way beyond just this
It's
life.
like an echo, you know?
Yeah, and that really hit me hard, I have to
Yeah.
admit.
Oh, yeah.
It adds this whole other level of responsibility to our choices, It's not just about this life, it's about this journey that the soul is on.
Exactly.
So in the context of chapter 2, how do you unpack that a little more, this whole soul journey thing?
It's interesting because the Gita, it really frames this journey as this ongoing process of learning,
Yeah.
always growing, always evolving. It's saying that we gather all this knowledge, these experiences throughout all of our lifetimes.
And that wisdom, it shapes us.
It becomes a part of who we are, yeah.
Which actually ties into another big point in chapter 2, the whole knowledge versus ignorance thing.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
not just about memorizing facts and figures, right?
No, not at all.
It's about something way deeper, a deeper understanding of ourselves, the universe, everything.
Precisely. The Gita is saying this constant search for knowledge, that's how we break free. Break free from ignorance and suffering.
Get out of our own way.
Exactly. It's about understanding the true nature of reality, our place in it, and how to act, you know?
Living in alignment with that knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of knowledge and action, I was going through the notes for this episode
Okay.
and I stumbled upon this really fascinating modern day story.
Oh, tell me.
It really reminded me of what we're talking about.
Okay, what's the story?
So there's this entrepreneur, right? And they experience this like massive business failure.
Oh, no.
And you would think, okay, that's it, game over, time to throw in the towel.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Instead of giving up, this entrepreneur, they dive in.
They
They
weren't.
want to understand what went wrong.
Oh,
They're
no.
studying market trends, dissecting their own decisions,
Okay.
really embodying this whole learning from mistakes thing that the Gita talks about.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like taking that ancient wisdom and applying it to the modern business world.
Exactly. And that's a perfect example of how these ancient teachings, they still resonate today. This entrepreneur's story, it really highlights a key message from the Gita.
Yeah.
True knowledge, it's not just passive. It's not just accumulating information. It empowers us to act.
Make better choices.
Exactly. To live more fulfilling lives.
That actually reminds me of a verse from chapter 2.
Oh, yeah.
Krishna says, even if you are considered the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries.
Wow, that is powerful. It's
Right.
like no matter what you're going through, knowledge is that guiding light.
Absolutely. It's that beacon in the darkness.
Yeah.
And if this life is a journey of constant learning, always evolving,
It makes you think.
it does, doesn't it?
What chapter are you in right now?
What chapter am I in?
What lessons are you meant to learn to really take with you as you move forward.
Now that is a question I'll be pondering for sure.
Yeah, it really makes you think.
It does. And for our listeners who are ready to explore that action part of the journey, the doing.
Yes.
We're going to dive into chapter 3, the yoga of action, in our next episode.
Can't wait.
Me neither. It's going to be good.